tell me what gave you the idea to make a film about the saving of Jack London's mountain?
Well, I was actually working on another project about old roads in the county, and one of them that fascinates me is Sonoma Mountain Road and just the history of the mountain and that whole region. And so part of it was going to be the park. And then the fires happened, and none of us really knew what was going on up there. We thought they'd lost everything. So as soon as I could get in there, I wanted to just check on that. And you start to talk to the locals, and it was kind of an amazing little story in itself, the battle to keep the flames from getting up to the park. And if it had hit the mountain, it would have just gone straight up to the – probably ruined Sonoma Mountain. I'm always fascinated by when a handful of people can jump in and go to it. You know, we'd completely out of resources at that point by the time the Nuns Fire hit that London Ranch Road. So it was locals pitching in, and then gradually the resources arrived, and it's just a fascinating story.
Now, we sometimes forget when we live with someone like a Jack London in our community. He was sort of a superstar, literary superstar.
Right.
And can you tell me what his connection is to the county and to that region?
Well, you know, he's from the Bay Area. He grew up in Oakland, and he just wanted to get back to nature and run the ranch and a farm and this sort of thing. And he just found this through his wife Charmian, and just totally fell in love with that area. And they bought up little plots of land as they became available, and he ended up with over 1,400 acres, which is — the state park is a big chunk of that now, and it's all preserved just because he bought it, and the family was able to save it over the years. He's just fascinating. You know, we all read his books when we were younger, and you can reread them, and they're so relevant today, even 100 years after he died. And he's a big part of Bay Area history, I mean, in many ways. So and the park is terrific because it preserves the house he lived in, preserved his office that the desk he wrote at. So it would have been horrible to lose that. Part of the story that I find fascinating is there's an agency with the state parks that rushed in. Even when the flames are on both sides of the road, they rushed in and got as many of the artifacts out. And then they did something called thermal gel, the cottage, which I wasn't familiar with, but they basically gel it so it protects it from the flames. It's incredible that they were able to save everything. We're just very lucky. It's a terrific resource, you know.
Right, and that was a story that no one else really had told in such detail as you have, and now we're going to be able to see it in the film, The Battle for Jack London's Mountain. And again, that's going to follow our broadcast of The New Normal, which we've produced, which commemorates the anniversary of the fires. So The New Normal will be on at 7 p.m. Monday night, and at 7:30 we'll be able to see The Battle for Jack London's Mountain. Thanks, Brent Bader, for coming in and talking to us about it.
Thanks, Steve.